complaining about first world problems.
You're not getting the point, kid.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Fan Studio is powered by ComparQuote Insurance. They do the shopping, you do the saving. ComparQuoteInsurance.com. Let's head on the Brian Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Our buddy Andrew Lopez covers the NBA for ESPN joining us. He was at the Zion debut last night and wasn't in the building, Andrew, so I want to get your views of that and a lot of angles to this. But in a way, it kind of encapsulates like all of the potentially great that comes with the league and some of the bad. And I understand the minute restriction, but it's almost like in the moment, just let the kid play. And I've seen some of the stuff from Zion, too, and he wanted to play. It just felt like, gosh, can these sometimes analytically, and I understand what they've got to do, got to keep him healthy, but it recognize the moment, right? And that's what it felt like to me. What did it feel like in the building?
There was a lot of disappointed fans in the building. I can promise you this. Going through just that part last night, it seemed, first of all, going into the game itself, it had a more of a playoff game type atmosphere. There were shirts on the seats. So many media members credentialed, 165. It was a wild atmosphere. And then I was really in fear that the Smoothie King Center was going to become the first open-air NBA basketball arena because the fans were going – they were just exploding every time he hit a three. And that whole set was just incredible. And then there was actually twice during the run – I don't know if you noticed it at home or not – there was twice during the run where Alvin Gentry sent someone to the table to check him out and said, you know what, come back. First it was Nicolo Melli, probably around the 7-minute mark.
This.
I think that, so that was when he probably hit the second three-pointer. He pulled him back, and then again he pulled Derek Favors off the table. Now, a lot of fans are like, well, look, why if he can't play 35 minutes, why play it? I get it from the medical side. I can also say that Zion was pretty gassed when he got to that point. He hadn't played stretches like that. But I get both sides of it. Sure. You know, it's 5 minutes left. What is 5 minutes going to do? Compared to the medical side is, look, we're not trying to overtax his legs right now. We had him set at a certain minute. He had already gone past what they wanted him to do because he did ride out that wave of momentum. So the first really lull that they had, they took the chance and got him out. But I certainly understand both sides of this one.
Andrew, it didn't seem on TV like the place was packed. You described the fans that were there as like a playoff atmosphere or such, but if it wasn't sold out for this, then what's it say about the NBA? What's it maybe say about New Orleans? What's the state? Because we always had the conversation of the NBA, when you look at people talking about it, it's unbelievable. It's one of the best sports to talk about, gossip about. But as far as actually going to a game in a regular season, not sure it's the best product as of late. What's your take on that, and also just the scenery and the overall attendance of the, was it the Smoothie King Center?
Yeah,
if I remember correctly,
Smoothie King Center. Yeah. To me, it was actually. It was packed in there last night. The only time it wasn't, the Pels, like many places, their sideline seating is their club seating, and they have really good clubs. So
yeah,
a lot of fans will get an extra drink walk in there, like. For instance, I didn't see any like courtside seats open last night, which is, I can't say I've seen that a whole bunch this year. It was in there, and I think for New Orleans in particular, I think it was a big night. People did treat like that. Some of the lower bowl seats may not have gotten sold because some people tried to price it like it was a playoff game, and the secondary market came crashing down. On yesterday afternoon, you could get in for $15 to $20 at first, up at the top. But it is a weird time in the NBA, especially in the regular seasons right now, where you have load management, you have so many different issues. But at least in New Orleans, I think we'll have more games down here packed more than not if he's going to play, especially the way he did in the fourth.
Yeah, and I don't know. Is this too big of a stretch, Andrew, to say that? I mean, did he save basketball in New Orleans? Like, if they don't land him, Because, I mean, it's one of my favorite cities. Yeah. I've spent so many times there on Super Bowl trips, bowl trips, all this stuff. But also aware that there's an economic challenge there in terms of not a lot of corporate money. If they don't land him, how viable is it?
So if Dale Benson wasn't owner, wasn't from here, I could see it being more of a question.
Okay.
And in the way it was going to play out, even like Gail doesn't have any children. It's set up to where some of the people in the organization could end up getting the team right now. So I think they would all want to stay. But at the same time, if you don't get a Zion, you're back to being the 29th or 30th ranked franchise in terms of overall value. I think they're right there with the Memphis Grizzlies. Now, we're talking to some people about this last night. Zion alone probably raises your franchise value at this point half a billion, maybe $1 billion. So if you're looking to buy this team now and move them, you're probably three minutes, let's say. You're probably in St. Louis. You're probably in Las Vegas. Probably Seattle. So you're already going to create a bidding war. I mean, you've seen what franchise numbers are. It's hard to turn that stuff down. But with Gail Benson being the way she is, she doesn't want to be the one who lost basketball in New Orleans.
Right.
So she is very much aware of where things are, and she very much wants to keep this franchise here long term.
Well, we're rooting for it because we experienced something similar, obviously, up here, not here in Columbus, but in Cleveland with LeBron, where, you know, when he leaves, and you had this with Anthony Davis, and you cultivate this kid and he grows up there. Now, Anthony Davis wasn't from New Orleans, and so he's never going to come back, would be my guess. But LeBron had the tie, and so he did come back. But when you lose that guy, boy, does that spotlight leave you pretty cold. And so I'm happy for them that you're able to at least – it's pretty amazing, really, to be able to go from having Anthony Davis in the building to having Zion Williamson without any real miss. That's a pretty amazing thing that happened down there.
Yeah, it was funny story for me. I was working for the newspaper down here last year, the Times-Picayune. We got bought out in May, and it looked like I was either going to have to move markets or – get out of journalism altogether.
Sure.
I remember the second I'm at the lottery, and I remember the second that they pulled the Memphis card out of the envelope, I turned to my buddy, and I was like, when it meant that Pels had number one, I looked at my buddy, and I was like, bro, somebody's going to hire me. Like, somebody's going to want to cover this
yep.
guy. This guy is game-changing.
Yeah.
That's really what it turned out to be. So it really did change the fortunes of everything. They sold 3,500 season ticket packages the first day. After he was, after the lottery, I remember they stayed up and they worked until 1 or 2 in the morning that night. So it really did. And I tell you what, I mean, I'm from New Orleans. I've been here all my life. You know, when it was June, July, August, that's Saints time.
Yeah.
We're expecting that Saints time. That's LSU time. And I'm seeing Pelicans gear when I'm shopping, when I'm going to call, like anywhere I went, it was insane what he did. And that's why I think, you know, they're going to have more crowds like they had last night where it's sellouts over and over again now that he's back.
That's awesome. Appreciate your time, bud. Thanks for allowing us a little bit of it.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
All right, Andrew Lopez, ESPN, covers the Pels.